The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, God, it's Friday!
The weekend is here. It's a weekend that we all earned, even though we didn't necessarily play in the World Series, but just because of the emotions, the highs, the lows, then the highs again. You know, we take for granted the fact that we emotionally went through a lot when the Yankees were up 5-0 and when the Yankees won a game and there was some thoughts of, oh, no, maybe this isn't going to be as easy as everyone anticipated. Then you had all the Halloween's highs and lows, of course. So this week had a lot going on. As a result, it's a weekend. People need a nice parade to get you into the weekend. Nothing better.
Do you think the weekend is like, okay, let's ramp up into more parties? Or do you think everyone's going to be like hibernating this weekend, recovering from the week?
I'll tell you how I feel right now. And I think part of it has to do with, I think it's time change this weekend as well.
Get an extra hour.
Weather started shifting a little bit, a little bit crisp in the air. I know the rest of the country would call us pussies, but for LA, it's a bit of a crisp in the air. I would say that this weekend, to me, feels like it's a real...
Halloween decorations
hunker down
away,
weekend, yeah.
Down,
Omar, are you ripping your stuff down today, November 1st, it's gone, or do you leave it up a little bit longer? I feel like today's the day you rip it all down.
I'm going to start taking it down as soon as I get home.
Yeah.
Around 1 p.m.
Yeah, I feel like Halloween decorations definitely lose their appeal
immediately. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was like, you know, because usually that's the telltale sign to let the neighbors know, just stop coming. Like, stop ringing the door. Last night, I mean, things shut down, I'd say 8:30-ish, but of course you still have...
Oh, really?
That's early.
Still have a couple of a-holes that because I ran out. I was tapped. I had nothing left. I mean, I'd given away... my first round of candy, second round, then I was going for just things in my house that resembled candy. I think I gave away some decorative soaps at one point. And then finally, I just said, I'm out. I gotta shut this down.
But people were still knocking and you were just
still
saying
knocking.
I have nothing?
And then finally, I went to a thing where, you know, first you turn the stuff off, you turn the lights off. You think that'll be an indicator. But if you still have a stupid pumpkin on, they're like, yep, they're there. Then you got to get rid of the pumpkin, smash that thing on the ground. And then still, you got people 9:30. I think I got my latest ring last night about 10:15. And
wow.
I was like, this person just cannot take a hint.
Oh, my God.
Because I had nothing. So,
yeah, we went to one of those Halloween neighborhoods, and it's funny because almost every house is highly decorated, and the people are already outside giving candy.
Right,
you don't even have
to
knock on the door.
Right.
But then there were the few houses that did not decorate, did not want to be a part of any of it, and they had to basically barricade their house.
Right.
Like, they had to...
Get a hurricane
yes,
ready.
Yes, but then it's funny because everything they did to barricade it just made it look more Halloween-y.
Right. Hell,
there was, like, caution tape and, like, barbed wire.
I think they're decorating.
Yeah, and then one house had to write literally no candy across all the barbed wire.
Really?
Yes, to just ensure that people do not go up there.
Person's probably on Megan's Law. We got for you right now something that's way better than little Skittles and Twix bars, and that is tickets for you to go to Vegas for When We Were Young Festival, announced earlier this week, the return of Panic at the Disco, Blink-182, Weezer, The Offspring, and so many more. And just for getting these tickets from us, you will also qualify to go VIP style, which means a stay at Resorts World round trip airfare for two from LA to Vegas. And all you got to do right now is be the right caller. Caller 20, looking for you. 800-520-1067. You call us, we give you those tickets. No games, no hurdles, no hoops, no fine print, just you and those tickets. And we'll come back and give them to you after we listen to this Las Vegas band by the name of The Killers. on K-Rock. That band is from Las Vegas, and let's send you to Vegas right now for When We Were Young. It's hard to keep up with all the festivals, the big announcements, all the bands. This time it's When We Were Young. Panic is back together, Blink-182, Weezer, The Offspring, and others. And it's been a lot of fun to give away these tickets all week long. You'll have more chances to win throughout the day. If you don't win now, don't feel too bad, because after the parade, actually during the parade, you'll have a chance to win at noon. That's great. Oh, highly recommend calling Nicole at noon to win, because a lot of people will be busy at the parade, so chances will be better for you. Then again at 3 and again at 6.
It's a really good time if you're not a Dodgers fan to win something.
Great time. Great time. Especially if you're bummed out. Maybe you hate the Dodgers.
Yeah, non-Dodger fans need a win too.
Let's say hi to caller 20, which puts us in HB Huntington Beach, and we say hello to Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Sweet Divots.
Sweet Divots. You are caller 20.
Oh, sweet.
You're going to Vegas to see When We Were Young, and potentially we'll call you back to give you the good news. You'll be going VIP style, including airfare and hotel, all right?
Wow, thank you.
Thank you. What a way to start your weekend. That's great.
Oh, no.
Is this weekend going to be a going out and continue partying weekend for you, or like feel like it's been a big week, I'm going to kind of hang low?
It's going to be a big weekend. Scary Farm and sports.
Oh, cool. There you go. Have
sports.
At it. Love sports, right, Vanessa? Who loves sports more than Vanessa?
Go sports.
Go sports. She says it. All right, hold on, Kelly, and congratulations. More chances to win those tickets coming up throughout the day here at K-Rock. When we get back, it's my turn to try to return something. Allie, want to figure out now what it is I'll be returning? It's the post-Halloween edition of Can We Return It?
All right.
Earlier this morning, Allie was cursed at by a woman at a costume shop. So I can only imagine how my turn will go.
She was so mad.
Well, you did say to her, it sounds like you run a terrible costume show.
Well, because she said nobody bought a costume.
In the last week.
I'm like, what kind of a costume shop has no customers on Halloween week?
Well, why would you so clearly?
I'm obviously a terrible costume
clearly
shop.
Clearly her business is struggling for you to rub it in her face and then for her to say F you to you. I mean, that was wild. Do we have that clip again, or when do we get that? That was unbelievable.
Oh, F you.
That was the greatest response ever to a call I think we've ever had.
And then she even asked me if I speak English.
That was, and you were speaking in English for the first 5 minutes of the call. So that was something. If you missed that, check out the podcast that goes with the show. All right.
Watch my finger.
What will I be returning? Will it be candy? Will it be decorations?
Is there poo on your finger?
There is poo on Allie's finger.
Hold on, let me touch my butt first. All right, now.
Stop.
The butt touching or the scrolling?
No, both. Stop both. Stop. Where am I calling?
All right. Let's just go with pumpkin shop because I don't know what's happening.
I don't want to call a pumpkin shop again.
This isn't a pumpkin farm. It's a store. Oh, wait. No, this is a pumpkin farm.
Oh, great.
I feel like they're very dedicated, these people.
All right. When I get back, I'll try to return some gently carved pumpkins. We'll see how that works out. More show after this. Then we'll do some Friday flexes before we officially get into your weekend with the weekend song. It's all coming up this morning here, Cameron. All right, can we return it? Round two, my turn. I have to call a pumpkin patch and try to return a gently carved pumpkin, I guess. Or pumpkins, excuse me. Allie,
is gently carved?
Did a couple of eyes, realized it was harder than I thought. Now I want to start fresh again.
No.
You know, you get a couple sides to work with. Allie recently attempted to call and return costume that she already wore, and this is just a little bit of how that went.
You're not understanding me. We had nobody purchase a package costume a few days ago.
Not one person bought one costume a few days ago?
That is correct.
Well, probably not a very good costume shop then.
Oh, f*** you!
So that's how Allie's call went. She did not appreciate Allie's knowledge or thoughts about the way she operates her costume business.
No, but at the end, she did say, come on by.
Yeah, but it was like a come on by.
Why don't you come? I feel like if I showed up, I would fight her physically.
Yes, I think that that's what would happen. And I really hope you do go by there. I really do. So now I get to call a pumpkin patch, try to return some pumpkins the day after Halloween. Thank you, Allie. Jesus Christ. You are disgusting. I'm making a call here. Can you blow your nose away from the microphone? For the love of Christ. Don't do that during my call.
I'm here.
Great. Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a few pumpkins I need to bring back today. I was wondering when would be a good time to return them.
No, I'll replace the pumpkins. What, did something happen to them?
Oh, yeah, each pumpkin's kind of got a different story. I don't even think we need to get into it on the phone now, but one of them is has got, like, eyes and a nose and a mouth on it now, and it didn't when I bought it, and then one of them has missing all the...
I see. Well, that's funny. take pictures of it. I'd like to see them.
Yeah, no. I'll bring them by. Right. One of them, I guess when I bought it, had seeds in the middle, but there's no more seeds in there now.
Okay.
So.
Were they good? Did you roast them?
I don't really wish to confirm or deny what happened. I just was hoping that now I've got kind of this hollowed out pumpkin, and it's really not doing me much good, and I don't want it to bring raccoons to the property, so I was just hoping I could bring it back for a return.
Yeah, you can bring it back for our animals to eat them.
Right, and then... And I think what I paid for them, I think I was in for about $35 worth of pumpkins. So how much of that you think I can recoup today?
You can't recoup anything if you enjoyed them and you cut the pumpkins out. That's just part of the deal.
To be honest, you know? I didn't know that was part of the deal. Do you have do you have a sign that says that or fine print? Because I'm
No, but I can print one up real quick.
Now, of the other...
Yeah, you'll have to come. You just have to come and talk to me about it. I'll be here all day.
Okay, of the other two pumpkins that I have not carved or eaten the seeds out of, one of them I dropped, so it's not round anymore.
Right.
Is that one eligible for return?
This has got to be something. This is the funniest call I've ever seen. Yeah, I mean, I can replace them. I probably have 3,000 pumpkins left. So bring them by.
You have 3,000 pumpkins left?
Oh, at least.
What are you going to do with all those?
So they're just going to go right up and go in the ground and be compost. And people buying them by the truckload right now for their animals. Once they're done, probably in another couple of weeks, we'll disc them right in. Disc them up, and they'll go back into the ground.
Right. All right. So you think maybe half credit back or something like that?
You come here, and I'll talk to you about it. I never really had this happen before, so.
Right.
You know. So you just come by. I'll be here all day. Bye-bye.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, Klein-Ally Show. It sounds like both of us got a win, and can we return it? I mean, both places said we can stop by later and discuss further. You did get cursed at. My woman laughed at me, but still.
Cursing and laughter are very different, but also the same.
If you got anything that you want to flex about that happened this week, obviously, just on Dodgers alone, you'd have a lot to flex about, but perhaps some Halloween flexing went on. We will open up the phones for your Friday flexes so that we can get into the weekend feeling pretty good about ourselves. These days, it's very hard to brag about yourself because people go like, oh, that person's the worst. No one likes someone that just constantly brags about themselves because you feel like they're overcompensating. But this is an opportunity for us and for you to talk about anything that happened this week that you think is flex-worthy, no matter how minor it may be. And we'll start on the goat line. This guy technically said he had a personal box of shame, but I think in some ways he's kind of flexing that he got away with something. Take a listen.
Sweet dibs. Dong dong. What's up, guys? I'm calling to share a box of shame story. This happened over the weekend. My girlfriend is pregnant, about 7 months.
Congratulations. This is where the fun stuff starts. This is where you got the go bag on the ready. Every time there's a little noise or movement, you're like, here we go, baby, let's go.
It's a fun place.
7 months pregnant is when you start. You still can have a little bit of time to appreciate sleeping in on a Saturday.
Starting to get horribly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you can get that rash all over your body
I
did.
Some women get very horny then, and others just want you to stay far away, and it's very hard to figure out which is the right move. But
and I quit smoking cigarettes because of that, and I relapsed a little bit, and, you know, I was smoking here and there, trying to hide it from her. So we had a long weekend, long Saturday night, got home. She kind of said, I'm going to get ready for bed. I was like, cool, I have time to go sneak a cigarette. So I go out back, sneak my cigarette. As soon as I'm finished and I come inside, I hear her say, babe, I need your help. I'm like,
oh, no. See, there is something fun, even though you're an adult and technically you can do whatever you want. The idea that still you have to sneak around, and there is something that feels extra fun if you know that you are sneaking.
Oh, I completely disagree. As somebody who has sneaked many a cigarette, it can't, almost cancels out the cigarette. You can't really enjoy it.
No, because I do the thing
I'm too afraid of getting caught, and then I walk in, and I do the thing where I wash my hands and try and spray something, and then you're like, are they smelling me? Are they not?
But I'll do things where, like, if I know that I'm going home to dinner with my wife, but it's something I didn't want to eat, and I'll sneak it in and out, and I'll, like, do that thing where I kind of quietly eat it with my windows open so my car doesn't smell, and then I realize my whole hands smell like In-N-Out, and I've got to, like, do all the same stuff. And then she'll even say sometimes, like, do you smell In-N-Out? I'm like,
you're like, no, it was cigarettes.
It's crack, man. You're doing crack.
Oh, shit. Like, they reek like cigarettes. What do I do? So I wash my hands all thorough, and then I ate 2 hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, my God. This woman really found herself a catch with you.
Just to use the stank of the hard-boiled eggs to cover the stank of the cigarette. And when I got upstairs to see what she needed my help with, she couldn't get her earrings off because her fingers, you know, were all sore or whatnot from being pregnant. So I had to be, like, in her ear, like, in her face, trying to help her out.
That's tough, man. You got the cigarette-smelling fingers, like, right by the ears. And especially, I think, pregnant women, they get, like, extra...
Oh, my God, yes.
Their sense of smell.
You can smell it from, like, a mile away.
And hearing. So, I mean, he went smart to try to, how do I cover up... What is the one food that can really cover up the smoke? And it would be the stank
of... The cigarette of the food world.
Hard-boiled eggs.
And she didn't suspect a thing.
Oh, wow.
So I got away with it, but at what cost?
That's right.
2 hard-boiled eggs is pretty f***ing disgusting at 9:30 p.m.
You're right.
Anyways, go Dodgers!
Everybody doesn't talk about how disgusting the cigarette is.
No, just the eggs.
I mean, the hard-boiled eggs, disgusting.
That's a Friday flex for you right there for sure.
Hey, I actually have a semi-related flex. You know, obviously I was pregnant a few years ago, and before I had gotten pregnant, I had bought a Halloween costume and put it in the costume box, haven't thought about it. And then last night, when we were all ready to go out, Katie was like, what are you wearing for your costume? I was like, well, I already did a different costume with Klein. I'm not going to do a whole other costume. She's like, well, you can't be the only one not dressed up. I go in the costume bag, I get out the same costume, and it fit.
Oh, real? A pre-pregnancy,
pre-pregnancy with a belt.
Well, a sumo wrestler.
That's a great flex. I did see a sumo wrestler
that
walking around.
That one song,
Agoura Hills yesterday. That was you? Oh, my God. Fits perfect.
A sheet.
That's
still fits.
It's very mean, Jake, but very funny, so we'll accept it.
I was pretty happy with myself.
Anything flex-worthy, Jake, from you? I know that this is week one of your relationship in the books. You're still having sex with Tina?
Yeah. She's coming over this weekend.
And you guys are exclusive yet or no?
No. We're still just messing around.
Nah, she just got a tattoo for me. It's not a big deal.
But you're not messing around. She may be, but you're locked into Tina.
Yeah, I'm not trying to see anybody else. I don't want to disappoint another woman, but you know, it's I'm just having fun with it.
Right, got it. Have you been to her shed yet or just your shed?
No, I haven't been to her shack yet, but hopefully I'll do that like next weekend.
Dude, you better get one in because she's going to start, that's going to build, and then she's going to keep visiting you, and then eventually it's going to be like, why am I always visiting you?
Right.
You know, why don't you make an effort for me?
Yeah, I have to go out to her house because she's going to fix my car.
Right, they're beautiful.
Great way to make it about
so romantic.
That. Okay,
Johnny, Vanessa, any Friday flex is worth sharing with the people?
No flex for me.
I thought you're dating again. I thought you found a new date.
I'm not dating.
Are you sure about that?
I love the hot dog.
Yeah, we know you do. That's a flex.
Found any good dogs lately?
Good for you, Vanessa. Good for you.
You know what I think is a flex for Vanessa, though? She didn't even mention last weekend when she was drunk at that Halloween party and got that magic trick thing. She had driven a 24-hour overnight trip to Vegas last minute for a Halloween party. And I feel like that's a cool flex. The fact that you're like, all right, let's effing go. She and then you just drive to Vegas.
She didn't even tell any of us. She
is
left,
that a flex?
She left, I think that totally is. Friday after the show, went to Vegas, spent all Friday night there. Good time.
No, got Saturday.
Back.
Just Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Got back in the car, drove right back. 24 hours. The perfect length of time for a Vegas trip.
And then she slept at the house party.
Johnny, you got a Friday flex?
Yes, sir. I was a little down bad about some girl that didn't work out. But then literally like 4 hours later, 2 other girls hit me up. And then I met this other girl yesterday, too, at the party. And it was great. So we're up 3-0.
What score are we keeping now? This is your sexual partner score or rotation or what is this?
Yeah, like there was one that didn't work out during the week and I was a little simpy about it. But then like 2 other ones hit me up like 4 hours later. And then we met somebody yesterday, too. So it was like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Mm-hmm. And so, this is why I'm not dating anyone. You hear
yeah,
me?
Exactly.
I got it. Okay.
Hate the player, hate the game.
Okay. Thank you. Well, there you go.
Wow, I said that wrong, too. I think I said that wrong.
Hate the douche. That's right, Omar. Good takeaway
for today. Hate the player and the game.
The ironic thing is more women will message him based on what he just said.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yep.
Goddamn infuriating. It's K-Rock. We'll do takeaways next. All right, that'll do it for us. A much-needed weekend, much-deserved. You're off to the parade. Maybe we will see you out there. We got some people that are stopping by to represent K-Rock. And who knows? Maybe we can sneak onto one of the buses and fool the world into thinking we're actual professional athletes. Congratulations, Dodgers, for bringing us a lot of joy this week. Thank you for that. If you are on your fourth or fifth bag of mini Skittles or Nerds or peanut M&Ms this morning, we're not here to judge. It is the Breakfast of Champions, at least on November 1st. Next week, got a lot to share with you, and I assume, although I have not been given confirmation, but I think we have a big, big announcement coming up Monday morning, so I recommend you follow along on the socials at Klein Alley Show so that we can stay in touch with each other all weekend. And, you know, whatever. What do you want from me? I did a lot of drinking
well
this
said.
Week. A lot of drinking. This was probably my biggest drinking week as far as during the week.
Really?
Dude, yeah, because those Dodgers games?
It was Dodgers game stuff, and then I drank during Halloween last night. So the one night there was a break in the Dodgers games, it just like happened to be Halloween, so I drank again. I need to just take a full reset.
Well, or you can just keep it going.
Just keep it going, because it's Friday now, and there's a good reason.
Yeah, you're going to get the shakes.
That's what it's all about. Takeaways from today's show, then we'll get into your official weekend song as we get the hell out of here.
424, my takeaway is nothing says happy Halloween like a bar of decorative soap.
Hey, you come to my house after 8:30. That's all I got left.
213, my takeaway is F you, Allie. Do you even speak English?
Yep. She says what we're all thinking.
626, my takeaway is In-N-Out smells are the cigarette smells of the food world. And 562, my takeaway is, man, that woman can run fast.
Man, that woman can run fast.
Wow, this lady can run.
That's right. And here's the drop earlier that people wanted.
Probably not a very good costume shop then.
Oh, f*** you.
My new favorite drop from the show. What's your takeaway, Jake the Nerd?
Single digits don't get accents.
Yeah,
single digits
right.
Do not get accents. We learned that on today's show. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out the full podcast that goes with the show. You can also check out video of the show up on YouTube at the K-Rock YouTube page for everything you've ever wanted to see or have been too scared to look at. Omar, takeaway?
I love Trump, ba-da-ba-da-ba.
That's right. Getting political as we get
so
closer
much,
and
Omar.
Closer to Election Day.
Just giving
Remember,
an example. Of
Allie Johnson loves
nope.
Trump, ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Nope.
Yeah. And that's it.
Endorsement.
Allie, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, my takeaway is I'm going to get my I voted Uncrustable next week.
That's right. If you vote, you should get an Uncrustable, not a sticker. All right.
Who he's voting for?
The weekend. And who are you voting for again, Allie?
Not Trump.
Because you said it. Hold on. Hello, Allie. What?
I love Trump. Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
That's you said it.
Ba-da-ba-da-no.
That's worthy of a red Uncrustable. Here is your weekend song. Have a great weekend. We'll do it next week. Try to do it better. Thanks for finding the show this week. For those of you that survived the 3-day challenge or the 5-day challenge, we look forward to spending more hours with you next week. And for those of you that are into the show, please go spread the word and help us to hashtag grow the show. Here's your anthem for the weekend. Thanks to our buddies and the Crystal Method.
Welcome to the Chocolate Factory.
Sweet baby. It ain't what it is.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend?
She's a
bitch. Are you ready for the rear end?
Woohoo.
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, we're sad. Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm just a young boy.
Oh, yeah, Daddy. Me, milk me.
America's boring.
I'm spicy. Dead ass.
Hit the beach or hit the mall.
Blech.
No friends do nothing at all.
Blech.
Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
That'd be sick.
I love Trump. I love Trump.
God
damn it.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end? Go.
Oh, f*** you.
Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend?
Oh, f*** you.